Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Have you gone over and checked out our sponsor yet, 24/7 QBO? If you are dealing with QuickBooks, which you most likely are if you're starting a business, if you are looking for a quick way to manage your finances so you could do your own taxes, it's a great way to be able to plan and budget for things, you need to check out 24/7 QBO. When I started using QuickBooks, I had a company where I had multiple streams of income. Very confusing, and I got way over my head. I was really good at balance sheets, income statements, cash flow statements. I got an A in my accounting class. No, that's not true. I think I got a B+. The tests were really hard. You had to write the test in pencil. I mean, come on, it's the 21st century, 20th century. Anyways, it was 2015. I shouldn't be writing with pencils. And when you go and you think you got it all figured out because you mastered the class, and then you go into the real world and you open QuickBooks and you realize it's nothing like what you learn in school. Thanks a lot, school. But thankfully, there's 24/7 QBO. They offer white glove customer service. They're there to help you whenever you need help from day to day. Go check them out. Go look at their monthly subscription. Tell them you heard of them from us, HTBT, and they will treat you right. I had a great conversation over the Christmas break with Michael, the owner. And he's just such a great Christian dude. He has such a great vision for the company. The company is growing like crazy. And it's because they offer such great, valuable resources and services to you who have better things to do than to spend all of your time figuring out QuickBooks. You want to go make the money so you can track that in QuickBooks, but you don't want to be spending your time trying to count your money. So go check out 24/7 QBO. The link is in the show notes. We are also part of the Cross Politic Network, which will soon be the FLF Network, Fight, Laugh, Feast. So go check out crosspolitic.com. If you like this show, if you like the content, if you like what we are doing, proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus, preaching the gospel in every area of life, politics, business, in the culinary, so many different shows that are going to be coming out. If you want to be a part of that and come help us as we equip you, as we give you resources to be boldly proclaiming the faith, consider signing up. If you go click below crosspolitic.com, you go over there and you sign up, you become a member. Not only do you get the Shotgun Worldview series, not only do you get a bunch of new content that's coming out that no one else gets but members, not only do you get 10% off your merchandise, but when you put in HTBT, you get a really cool HTBT mug. And you can see what it looks like down below. And on top of all those benefits, if you just put in HTBT, you will get a HTB exclusive mug just for members that put in that code in the memo field. So pray about that. Consider coming alongside of us. As we're going to talk about in this show, it is so important to be talking about the gospel in every area of life, and that is what we are doing. We are building a network to do just that and to help you do that in your lives wherever you may be at. Also, lastly, before we jump into what I want to talk about today, we have that contest going on. What is that contest? It's who can write the best business plan, and this guy is the judge. So send in your business plan. It can be a business that you own. It could be a business that you're thinking about starting, an idea that you haven't really put into practice yet. It could be a business you're looking for funding. Business plans are so applicable in so many ways. It can even be for those of you who have a corporate job, have no interest in starting a business, but you just want to learn about your business more. You can write a business plan on your company that you have. Now, I've gotten some concerns that you might have to put in NPI into that. You can just exclude that. You can change it. You don't have to use the real data, but make it realistic. Or if you do want to use real data and you want to use this as a project to really show off to your boss about how well-rounded you are as a business person, if you want to use it to go get and make contacts with other people in different departments. If you want to send over to me a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, I'd be more than happy to sign it. I'm not looking to try to steal your guys' ideas or, you know, look for companies to get insider information from. So I'd be more than happy to do that if that's an issue. Or if you have your own business and you're worried about that, no problem. Send it over. I will hello sign it back to you. DocuSign, everyone knows DocuSign, an electronic signature company, but HelloSign lets you do it for free when you're an individual. So that's a cool little app to get if you are looking for a way to sign e-signatures. So do that. Go become a member. I just got, where did it go? This awesome hat that is going to be in the swag bag, HTBT hat. It's going to be one of the many things you get. So when you enter the contest and if you have the best business plan, you get to come on this show. We'll do probably a phone interview because you're most likely not going to live in Hawaii. And we'll get to talk about your business, if it's a real business or not, your business plan, what you're thinking. And we'll get to advertise it on the show. And there is nothing better than free advertising. So that is what you're going to get on top of a really cool swag bag full of stuff like this hat. So I'm going to be wearing this to remind you to start thinking about your business plan for the rest of this show. All right. I love this. I love the silver and it's like pops out the 3D stuff. This is great. We're going to have some other stuff coming. It's, let's see, now my hair's all messed up, but it's one of those flex fit hats. I didn't think they would fit me because I have such a big head, but it does. It fits really comfortably. I like it. It's good. So, and also, if you are interested in buying one of these and you don't want to write a business plan, which I don't know why you wouldn't, it's such a great experience just to say you've done it once. I'm thinking about maybe selling these at the Cross Politics store or the FLF store when it comes out. If you are interested in buying one of these, let me know. Shoot me an email, matthowtobuildatent.com. You can also find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Please follow me. Also, before we get into this last thing, I promise, I know we're like so far into the show and we haven't even gotten into the topic yet, but I am thinking about doing live streams on Facebook on the HTBT Facebook page, throwing out a topic of what we're going to be talking about right before I record it and getting your guys' questions or comments about the topic before I do it. So you have a chance to ask questions about a topic or if there's something interesting about it that you want to know or want me to cover, I can do that right before the show starts. So I think that's going to be something cool. I'm going to try it out and see how that works. So if you have a Facebook account and you are not following or liking the HTBT page, How to Build a Tent, go find that on Facebook and follow it and look for the live streams where I'm just going to pop up and ask you guys if you have any questions or comments about the topic before I do it. So we're trying to do different things. We're trying to be innovative. We're trying to leverage technology, just like what you guys should be doing in your businesses and your career. Always be looking for a new angle of combining different resources that you have at your fingertips to create additional value, right? It's the benefit minus the cost equals value. So you want to figure out different ways to rearrange that cost to provide a greater benefit so that there's maximum value that you are selling, that you are providing as a customer service, as a customer value. Well, I guess you should have customer service too. This hat, I guess, is throwing me off. All right, so today, I just said so again. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to say it the rest of this show. Over the Christmas break, I had really sad news that someone in the armed forces committed suicide on Christmas Eve. And it really just hit me and struck me at home and really just started solidifying and reassuring why I want to be part of the FLF network and why I want you to be part of the network and why I want to encourage us as Christians to be proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus, to be proclaiming the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ in every area of life, including business. This guy in the military took his life on Christmas Eve. He had a wife. I don't think he had any kids. And I know there's a lot of military people that listen to the show. You guys email me a lot and just thank you for your service. Thank you for all the sacrifices you guys do. And this is even more important for you guys. And I know it might even be harder because of the legality or the rules that you have in the armed forces. But there is such a high suicide rate, especially in the military, especially in veterans. I I think it's like 20 a day commit suicide. And not only in the military, but in your own lives, you don't know what your coworkers, you don't know what your employees, you don't know what your bosses are going through. You don't know the internal struggle that they are going through, where they might be considering suicide, or they are going through depression. I have struggled with depression in the past, and when I was very much younger, when I was a lot younger, I was diagnosed with depression. I got Zoloft, and I was before I was a Christian, and man, God has just saved me from that. That's the good news we get to preach. And don't not preach the gospel. Don't look to be used for God in every place that you're at, in every situation you are at, because you are at work or because you think that it's not appropriate. It is never not appropriate to tell people the good news, that Jesus wants to save you, that he wants to redeem you, and that he is working and wants to work in your life. My wife and I are reading through the Bible in a year, and we're doing the chronological version of it, and we're in Job right now. How many bad things happened to Job? More than I could ever comprehend. I don't even know how he didn't take his own life. He was asking for God to take his life. But he went through so much, but yet God was working in that. And I know that's a hard conversation, and honestly, we need the Holy Spirit to be working through us while we're talking to people that are going through tough times, not as bad as Job, but maybe they've lost a spouse, maybe they've lost a child, maybe they just don't feel like there's any hope in this world, because without Jesus, there isn't. So don't ever waste a chance to redeem the times, to be as wise as a serpent, but as harmless as a dove, as gentle as a dove. Preach the gospel faithfully. Look, be praying, be in walking in the Spirit. Start your days thinking about who you could talk to about the gospel. I love the founders conference that the CrossPolitik guys did on their show. And Gabe was talking about how it's so easy for us to abdicate responsibility, to look at other people and say, they need to change, or there's so much that needs to happen at a corporate level, at a high level. And that's how we get the attention off of us. That's how we get to escape judgment. That's how we get to escape responsibility. Just like that, and how we look at others, sometimes we can get discouraged and just feel like our company's too big. Like, there's no way that this is going to become a Christian company, or this is no way this nation is going to be a Christian nation. And we kind of just give up on it, and we just stay to ourselves, and we stay quiet. We put our head down, and we miss all the opportunities of where God wants to work in our lives. But God has not called you to save a country. God has not called you to save a company. God has put you in people's lives right around you. So you may not ever convert a whole company, but you may preach the gospel, and the Spirit might work into your cube buddy's life, or whoever works next to your cubicle. You may work on your boss's life. You may be able to speak the gospel, to speak the power of saving grace to your employees. Because I guarantee you, there are tons of people that are in your life that are going through situations that they are hiding, that they are not sharing. They're embarrassed. They're in shame. They are depressed about. They're struggling with. And they put on the happy face. It happens even in church, right? The Sunday morning face. It's no true with non-believers. And just the story of what happened on Christmas Eve, a soldier taking his life. Really, it was just on my heart all the way until now of how important it is to be inserting the gospel in every area of life. And that is why I love what we're doing here at the Fight, Laugh, Feast CrossPolitik Network. Is we are looking to advance. We are not retreating. We're not hiding. We're not ashamed. But we are trying to faithfully equip those around us to boldly proclaim the good news that there is salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't take our culture and let it shape what God has called you to. Don't take your HR policies and let it shape what God's called you to. don't take your love for money and growing your business and let that shape what God has called you to. But obey God and proclaim the gospel. And it doesn't have to be, you throw everything off your desk and you stand up on the desk and you shout out and then you get fired. But it could be just as simple as sharing what God has blessed you with this weekend. Or what God spoke to you about this week. Maybe it was something that came to mind in your prayer time and you want to ask somebody about something that is happening in their life. Maybe it's just as simple as, what can I pray for you for? And making those small, little, calculated questions, comments, inserts into people's lives, just wait and see what God's going to do with it. God is going to bless you and use you to work through you. I know it because that is why we're here. If God didn't want to use us, every one of us, if he didn't want to use you, you would be in heaven. He would take you up as soon as you got saved. There'd be no point for you to be here. But your life is to be a beacon, a light on the hill, to show others of what Jesus is doing through your life and to glorify him. Maybe you are listening to this and you're going through depression and you don't see any reason to live. I would love to talk to you. Like I said, I've gone through that. I've struggled with bipolar. I've had the extreme highs and the extreme lows. I've been in places where I don't even want to move. Like I feel like I just want to stay at home and I just can't even get up. And for no reason, it's just this big emotional weight that is just put onto my chest. And there have been times where I've just seen no hope, but there is hope in Jesus. And I would love to talk to you about that. Remember, if you are going through those times, get in the Word, get on your knees and pray. And God will come, and God will save you. Please reach out to me if you are in that place. If you have any questions about show topics or anything about your business, if you have questions about the business plan contest or about getting one of these cool hats, you can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. And I just want you to know that I am praying for you. And I hope that you have a great rest of your week. And you find ways to be used by God, and you find God's calling on your life, because there is no bigger blessing to be right in the center of God's will. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.